Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Happy Hump Day, Kid Nation.
Hump Day!
That much closer to the weekend. We are 20 minutes away from whatever Wednesday, where you can talk about whatever you want, Kid Nation. Even bring up some stuff we talked about earlier on in the show. A lot of you are probably wanting to let Justin know that SpongeBob SquarePants was not canceled or the series has not ended. In fact, season
news to me.
Season 12 just kicked off.
Okay, thank you. I didn't want to say anything. I was
big fan recently.
Yeah, big fan with that tat.
Yeah.
Season 12. But it wasn't canceled. I'm like, they're still doing new ones?
Still going.
I don't know.
I just.
I think it ended.
No, it says season 12.
What does?
IMDb.
Oh, Robert's agreeing. Our producer is agreeing with.
Well, it's going to release in 2019.
And then that's
12.
It?
It's over.
They ended the show.
Are you sure? Because we have a lot of Kid Nation members saying it didn't.
They stopped doing new episodes, but they're still.
They stopped doing.
But there's still new episodes coming because
I guess.
Said, but they're not.
So they're making new SpongeBob stuff.
But I'm not going to go on record at that. I just know it ended.
We do have Google.
Yeah.
Right,
we have such great listeners. I'm sure someone's a super fan and knows everything.
According to Wikipedia, it says series running from, I lost it, but it's still, it has a dash. Yeah, 99 dash continuing.
Oh.
So, according to the internet, possibility of SpongeBob still not ending.
Speaking of great listeners, we had one that texts, he's got his name, Lewis.
Yeah, Lewis
McNeely, we were talking about the saunter. Apparently, I've been accused of sauntering. And Lewis sent us in a text of a dog walking on his hind legs and sauntering.
It was just it's a great
pointing. It's a great GIF.
Whatever you want to call it. GIF. You know what I mean.
Way to go, Lewis. That's all. It's on
well
point,
played, dude. Sir. Yeah, we like the GIFs
that you
text
laugh.
Us.
Made me laugh.
Love them.
And you can text the show whenever you want. What's that phone number, Big Al Mac?
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And also, real quick, we were talking about David Beckham kissing his daughter on Instagram, and a lot of people gave him crap for it, which they shouldn't, because that's his deal. He wants to kiss his daughter. He loves his kids.
Yeah.
But we got this text from an awkward encounter. My mom kissed me on the lips for the first time in my life at 24 years old. We were both trying to kiss each other on the same cheek and connected lips. We kind of just looked at each other awkwardly and walked away, never spoke about it. So it was an accidental mommy.
Yeah.
Mommy son kiss.
I had an ex whose dad would always kiss me on the lips when we would greet.
Yeah.
And at first I thought it was an accident, and then I would turn kind of cheek, and then I was like, he's so cute. I love it. It's fine. He's just being sweet.
Yeah.
Never slipped any tongue.
It was not ever to be inappropriate or sexual. It was just like that was what he did, and it was sweet.
I don't know, man. I would tell my dad, I'd be like, Dad, that's my lady.
Lighten up.
You have mom.
Lady.
And I know I get to kiss mom too, but that's my mom.
Lighten
this
up.
This is my girl.
What if Kaysen, though, brought home, like, he had, like, a really sweet girlfriend?
Yeah. I would kiss her on the cheek.
Okay.
Maybe.
No lips.
Yeah.
That's my son's girl.
Yeah.
I respect bro code.
Do that.
Yeah. Bro code extends to father, son.
Right.
But what happens when you get to the age that you just don't care and she's hot?
That's creepy. That means Kaysen's going to be writing Kelly for love letters to Kelly.
Yes.
All right, let's get to it.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
I just took myself out of the singing on that one.
Yeah.
This voice is not like Laryngena right now.
Laryngena.
I just nicknamed myself, yeah. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
Recently, I was a bridesmaid in my friend's wedding, and the day before the wedding, my boyfriend texted me and broke up with me.
Mm.
So I went humiliated to the wedding, seeing his name next to mine at all the seating charts. A week later, he wants to explain, says he needs to focus on himself, blah, 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 needs some space. Keep in mind, he said he loved me and thought I was the one after just a couple months of dating. We have multiple trips planned. Now I'm going to be spending Christmas alone. I'm trying so hard to tell myself it's not my fault. How do I get over this and tell myself he sucks? It doesn't have what it takes to break up with a grown woman in person. I'm 26 and he's 28, Julie.
You just get over it by going through it. You got to be mad and grieve for a minute. It's not that easy, but you just keep yourself busy. Don't go back to him. Mm-hmm. He's emotionally immature.
Ugh.
And don't invite that chaos back into your life. As hard as it is, when the phone rings and it's him, don't answer it, ignore it, and he'll eventually stop.
Rename him in your phone. He sucks.
Yeah. Might help. But you got to go through it. There's no secret formula other than, just keep yourself busy. I do believe there is a period where you should wallow in it and be sad and enjoy that part of a breakup.
Yeah.
There's something delicious about that part of a breakup. Where you're in your bathrobe, you don't bathe, and you're eating ice cream and potato chips.
No.
Something that there's a delicious part of grief.
Uh-huh.
It does help you get over it.
Yes, that you have to kind of roll around in it. But then you kind of get sick of that part of then you're good. But you got to go through it. And I think some people who don't allow themselves to grieve it, then it drags on and drags on.
What about a rebound date?
Rebound,
take it down the other side of the court.
Realize how horrible he is and waste more time? Sure, JC.
I think I bought that that website. What was it?
Rebound.com.
Rebound Dude. Yeah.
In case you need a date after your breakup?
Yeah. Rebound Dudes.
Okay. That's actually a good idea.
Yeah. You were just renting yourself out.
I never used it. But.
Yeah, isn't that like a gigolo?
There's worse things than being dumped by an immature guy, an emotionally immature, unavailable guy right before weddings and holidays. That's actually marrying that guy and then finding out what a disaster he is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
this is a blessing in disguise. Just get through it, honey.
That's so hard to hear when you're heartbroken, when people tell you that.
But you got to go through it.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
So I've been dating this guy for 2 months. And things have been great for the most part. We always have a good time when we're together, and it feels like things have just moved at the right pace. But he recently took a work trip this past weekend, and he mentioned that he was going to see an old friend from high school. Now, I didn't think anything of it until the friend tagged him in a few photos, and I learned that friend was a very pretty girl.
Mm-mm.
And her name was actually completely different than what he said it was. Upon looking deeper, I saw that his brother also had a different name.
Oh.
And then he said it was. I know you guys have said that men lie about the most ridiculous things. And I'm not sure if this is just a case of that. Or if this is a weekend rendezvous he didn't want me to know about, Cassidy.
But he lied about his name?
His brother's name. And the friend's name.
That's too much.
That's too much.
That's silly. That's ridiculous.
That means he's not taking you seriously,
Maybe this dude is like his play brother, and it's a totally different person.
No, but if he's like maybe one of these pathological liar people that just lies for good reason. I went out a guy with who lied with me about what he did for a living, but we also met in Vegas. Everybody lies. You have to take certain things into situational. As soon as it became obvious that we might see each other after we got home from Vegas, he told me what he really did. But in Vegas, it could be whatever you want.
What was he in Vegas?
He was a soccer player.
Pro soccer player. That's right. Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, he was actually just a cop. I don't mean just a cop, but he was a cop.
Yeah.
So anyway, but I mean, if somebody's lying to you about... It's one thing to say, I didn't want to tell you that I was going out with this girl, whatever. But he's lying about his name and his brother's names and stuff. This is just... Why bother? You deserve a guy that's better than that.
So there could be other explanations. I'm just saying, there could be a totally different dude. He could have gone out and hung out with his high school dude. Dudes don't necessarily post a lot of pictures with other dudes.
Could out-offend and lying guys.
But he just ran into this random girl. Maybe they went to school together, too. Yeah. And she, So, in other words...
He's a charmer, but he's a liar.
He may have been caught.
Found out early.
He may have been caught, but he ain't been caught.
I don't know. That's pretty caught.
No, that's just caught.
Well, confront him on his lies and see what he says. He'll lie his way out of it. He's good.
Ask him again. What's your brother's name again?
No, just say, hey, I'll just be honest. I'm not proud of it, but I've been internet stalking you, and I found out you lied about this and this and this. What's the deal? And see what he says.
As a guy, you should know that a girl's going to internet stalk you for a minute. Make sure she's okay.
Word.
Make sure everything's legit.
The guy's
legit
lying about stuff like that in the beginning.
Right?
Yeah.
The silly stuff that doesn't matter, like your brother's name. That's stupid.
Maybe his brother hates his name.
Maybe he's in witness protection.
No. Yeah.
Could be anything.
Oh, witness protection.
It could be anything.
Maybe he's a secret agent.
Right. what is it? Red Raspberry.
Red Raspberry.
Yeah, he can't tell anybody what his true identity
is. R.I.P., bro.
My uncle was in military intelligence.
So cool.
See? Tell me.
He was intelligent.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you're the love expert.
I am.
My husband and I have been together for 10 years. And he recently made the comment that we always fold laundry the same way. We have 3 young children, and we work opposite shifts, so finding time to do the laundry is a problem within itself. Any advice for changing things up or getting him to communicate what he wants? Christy.
Well, he communicated what he wants. He wants something different.
Uh-huh.
So try something different.
Yeah.
Introduce something new.
They have, like, so much variety in detergent.
Yeah. Oh, they do.
Yeah.
Yes.
And sticking with the washing machine analogy, I mean, the washing machine has different settings.
Uh-huh. Try one.
So you could permanent press.
Well, you know, delicate. Also, you can buy, you know, different attachments for your washer and dryer.
15-minute soap.
Yeah. Quick wash.
Speed. Yeah.
Whites. Colors. Knits.
Sometimes you
colors.
Can just move the washer and dryer into another room.
Light soil.
Heavy
soil. You can just anything.
Go to a laundromat.
It doesn't have to be that complicated. It's
dry clean.
Anything different, just to kind of spice it up.
Have you seen those dryer balls you can throw in there?
Of course.
That, like, help.
So much.
Yeah. Hand wash. Right. All that good stuff is happening.
Hand wash.
You know what? You need to take your laundry off premises.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, maybe you take your laundry, you know, the laundry at hotels. They do great
laundry. Sometimes you send it out
there
to someone else.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't recommend that. Do your own
laundry. Services, yes.
Do your own.
By the pound.
The dry cleaner.
Break out that Tide pen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Great.
But, you know, sometimes you need to get the kids out of the house and just, you know, spend the weekend just reconnecting with laundry.
Yeah,
anything different. It doesn't have to be outrageous.
Nah.
Just something.
Yeah. Just choose your setting, dude.
Change the fabric softener a couple times.
Yeah. Change the time of day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you don't always have
to wash
laundry
at night.
You don't always have to do it always on Saturday morning.
Yeah. Sometimes you do laundry early in the morning before work.
Sometimes.
You never know. It's just whenever.
Yeah. Make sure you're ready to go.
There you go.
Kelly, not a fan of laundry on Saturday morning, I gathered.
No?
I'm just saying. Doesn't some people, they just have a routine, you know?
Every Saturday morning.
Some of us watch cartoons. Kelly does laundry. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Okay, Kelly, this one needs some advice about what to do with her mom.
Oh.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
My parents just got divorced, and my mom has already had two boyfriends. Neither me or my brothers like him. I'm 14. My mom pays more attention to her boyfriend than she does to her own kids. I want my mom to be happy, but I also want myself and my brothers to be happy. How can I talk to her about this, and what should I do, Maggie?
You have to tell her how you feel. Let me tell you, your mom's going through a crazy spell, and it happens. I went through my crazy spell. Thankfully, my daughter was so young, she doesn't know I went through it. You know, because my daughter was just a baby.
We know, though.
But when women go through a divorce, I'm speaking for all women now.
Okay.
No, everybody's different. But, you know, some of us, there's a panic that sets in that nobody else is ever going to want me, that I'm going to now die alone. And then a man shows you attention, and you're like, wow, this feels good. And man, another man's showing me attention, that feels good too. And suddenly you find yourself going crazy up in the club. And that's what happens. And you get a little selfish and you lose sight of the big picture. So your mom's probably going through this phase right now where it's, you know, it's hard as a 14-year-old girl to, but you need to tell your mom, you know, what you're feeling. That would, man, if my daughter came to me and said that to me, my heart would break.
Of course, yeah.
And if I am a good mom, I will try to change and try to carve out time just for me and my daughter, and me and, you know, my kids. But yeah, I mean, just go
to
her.
Should she do this before or after she starts borrowing her daughter's clothes?
Probably that, already happening.
That will happen.
But yeah, I mean, it's just this crazy spell that women, and I'm sure men do too. You just, like, I'm going to go out with younger and hotter.
We buy boats.
Know.
We buy boats and vets.
Well, you also date younger, too.
I've seen them up in the club, too.
Yeah. Get the ponytails on.
It's just that divorce crazy thing.
Yeah.
And hopefully it passes. Man, it's sad when it doesn't pass and it lingers for years, because you see that, too.
Yeah.
But eventually it passes.
You hope.
Eventually.
But it's something that you just got to get, that somebody just has to get out of their system. But yeah, as a child, you should go to your mom and just tell her, Mom, it's hurting my feelings. I want you to, exactly what you said to me in that letter. I want you to be happy, and I want you to find somebody. But I mean, I just feel like my brother and I are getting left behind and can, you know.
If it's a divorce situation, they're going to go off with their dad some weekends, and that's
right,
when you can take your time to date.
Mom can go be crazy.
Up in the club.
Up in the club.
Up in the club.
VIP. Get you some bottle service.
Yeah,
all that good stuff. Yes.
With sparklers.
Yeah, sparklers.
Yeah.
Now the girls coming out in those little mini cars that the kids drive, and there's like four dudes carrying them. Have you seen those clubs?
No.
Oh, it's pretty cool, yeah. Little Power Wheels?
No, I haven't seen that.
They're in there with the bottle.
I need to get back to the club.
I don't know how they get their bodies in those.
I don't either.
They're like little kid cars.
Why don't you just drive it through the club? That'd be better. Somebody drop you
back
in
there.
You need some auto insurance? All right, Kid Nation, if you want to write a love letter to Kelly, make sure you go to kidnation.com and write our love expert. We do it on Mondays and Wednesdays. And coming up next, it's all about you. Let's do a little Whatever Wednesday. Yes, you can have whatever you like. I know you want Alessia Cara. That interview is coming up in about 30 minutes. But next, give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And talk to us about whatever you want to talk about. Any questions you have for the show. Mm-hmm. Any cool things that you've seen out there. Maybe you got some tidbit news for us that you want to share that's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, anything you want to talk about, Kid Nation, the floor is yours. Whatever Wednesday is next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We got a Christmas wish coming up in about an hour, Kid Nation. And we urge you to go to KidNation.com and let us know about those families that you know are in need this holiday season. And those are the families that never ask for help.
Yeah.
So you have to step up and do that for them so we can help them out. Again, KidNation.com is where you do that. And we also have our interview with Alessia Cara here coming up in about 20 minutes. But right now, it's all about you.
Whatever Wednesday.
Yep, we call it Whatever Wednesday, and that means you can talk about whatever you want. You can go ahead and call the show at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Oh, and go ahead and use that number to text the show because we have a text line. We get those. It's like slipping to the DMs.
Yeah.
You know? But we read them for reals. For example, we got one here for Big Al Mack.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Big Al.
Hey.
I've been wondering, do you write the prayers you do yourself, or does someone else write them? Jamie wants to know.
I write them.
Yeah. Al prepares.
I write them. Sometimes they're hard.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
But then I think about preachers that put together sermons.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what they do. And these 30 minutes or an hour, whatever it is, you know, so it's all perspective. It just kind of comes to me, you know.
And, of course, we're talking about the prayer that Big Al does. You do them on Mondays?
Monday morning when we start the week and Friday morning when we end the week.
You sandwich it so that we come out of the weekend with a nice prayer and go into the weekend with a nice prayer.
Yeah.
That's what we do. Christine wrote and said, is there an update on JC's neighbor, Grayson?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my little neighbor who had brain cancer, had surgery, and it changed his life, basically. He lost movement and speech and sight for a little bit, but Grayson is back at his house.
Good.
He's going through radiation treatment right now.
Good.
So we can get rid of that cancer. He's kicking its butt.
Okay.
He's been walking. They were trying to work on getting him a therapist, a speech therapist, to come in to try to get him to start talking again and get that back. But yeah, it's a mountain he's climbing, but he's definitely climbing that mountain.
That's
and
good.
According to his parents, he's doing a great job.
Glad to hear that.
And they post pictures. We do have a little Facebook page, Prayers for Grayson, if you want to check out and join along on his journey to recovery. Because he's a stud, man. That kid is a stud.
Fantastic.
So good news on that front. Ashley is on the phone with us right now, and Ashley was on the show yesterday. She called us for Does That Make Me Crazy? Said she peed on a stick. That stick told her she was pregnant, and she did not know how to tell her husband. And, you know, we didn't know how to tell him because we want him to have a good reaction. She didn't want to do it on the radio because sometimes we don't react the right way as men. But Ashley's on the phone with us right now. Hi, Ashley.
Hi.
Welcome to the show. You sound extremely happy, which is good.
I am. He had the best reaction ever. He's like, oh, my God, are you serious?
Really?
What?
So what'd you decide to do to let him know that you guys are pregnant?
So I did the little note, and I really couldn't wait. So I went out to his truck and got some paper and, like, wrote it down just on a blank piece of notebook paper and brought it inside, like, folded up.
Mm-hmm.
It said, you make me nauseous. And he was like, I make you nauseous? And then he kept reading it. He was like, we're pregnant?
So he got it.
He was really excited. It said, you make me nauseous, or maybe it's the baby you put inside me. Either way, I blame you.
There you go.
Awesome.
So did it.
That's great.
Did he have the...
We left about 30 minutes later and went to the doctor just to confirm it, so...
And everything's
it's
good.
It's really happening.
Wow. Yeah. Is it setting in yet? Or are you still like, wow?
The shock is still there, but now kind of the worry is setting in, like all the things that could possibly go wrong.
Oh,
yeah.
And I don't have insurance right now. So I would really like an ultrasound just to make sure that everything's okay, but I can't afford that. So
yeah. You're gonna be all right.
Yeah, don't
it's
focus on the negative. Yeah.
One step at a time. And just stay happy, because the babies definitely feel what you feel.
Yeah.
And
so I'm gonna also try not to get as big as a whale. That would be nice. That would
hey,
be
you know what? You're pregnant. You do what you got to do.
You're eating for two now,
Ashley.
Yeah. I heard I was pregnant. I'm like, what? Let's go to the buffet.
But we definitely want to keep up with you, Ashley, and we do have your phone number. So this is like our little show baby right now.
Show baby.
Yeah. Hey, show baby.
We're there from the beginning, sort of.
Yeah.
Well, Ashley, congratulations. Glad the husband had a great reaction, and we'll be talking to you here along along with your journey. Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you.
Congrats.
Good reaction, yeah. Husband. Well played, sir.
Good.
From the text,
uh-huh.
Is JC still selling his refrigerator? No, we gave it away.
You gave it away?
Yeah, we gave it away.
How'd you like the new one? My parents asked, and I forgot to ask
so
you.
So good.
Yeah.
It was so nice to see it in there.
My dad was helping his neighbor sell his really fancy refrigerator, and JC got it.
Yeah. My wife gets the house professionally cleaned like once every 2 months.
Yeah.
And the lady that was there happened to come on the next day when we left for kids, and my wife's like, hey, do you want this fridge? And she said, yes.
Oh. Well,
so when I got back from kids, the first thing I did, her husband came over with his friend. Both guys about 5'6", 140 pounds.
All right.
He goes, and I said, do you have a dolly? He goes, what? It's like, you know, so we could wheel it out to your truck?
No.
I was like, do you have any straps? Nope. Okay. So me and these two guys, they were strong, man. They did these cool things with the ropes where you could lift it.
Oh, yeah.
Got it all the way out to the car, put it in the truck. We found some rope, tied that bad boy up.
Boom. Done.
And off they went. And I didn't hear anything back, so I think everything went well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, no more fridge.
But your new fridge is cool.
Oh, man. So cool. That's the fridge we originally wanted.
Good.
Which it ended up working out for us. CJ has a question that a lot of Kid Nation members have. Hi, CJ.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, bro?
You.
I was just calling to see what's the status on the King of Game from Kickstarter.
Yeah, where is it?
It's coming. White Cheddar's coming in here with an update.
Right on.
Yeah, man, because we know you want to play this for the holidays.
Yeah.
What's up,
Chad? Well, I had to go over to Russ Face and be like, what's the deal?
Yeah.
I believe you will have it before Christmas.
Okay.
Because a lot of people want to play it during the holidays.
Yeah.
So we should get them in, I believe, next week. The labels and all that, they're printing now, so they'll just be able to throw them in the boxes instead.
Okay.
So you guys have to autograph some of them.
Of course.
Sign some.
Of course.
But, yeah.
Because of Kickstarter.
So, yeah, we should receive them next week and then get them out as, like, the next day.
All right, CJ. So get to studying, buddy. You're going to be playing King of.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
I'm a man.
The update, White Cheddar.
Yeah. Good to know. It is a fun game, the King of. Gets you a topic, and then you go around the room until you have one person standing.
Yeah.
And then they are the king of that particular category.
It's categories, which was such a fun drinking game.
Yeah. I have a question here from the text for you, Jenna.
Yeah.
Jenna, you said earlier Shawn Mendes is not your type. Asking for a friend. What is Jenna's type?
Asking for
That's
a friend.
The thing. So, you know, he's only not my type. It doesn't have anything to do with looks. I'm kind of all across the board. I used to be dark eyes, dark hair, but now I've gone outside the box on that. So I think it's just more age. I struggle with really young, you know, young to me. Like, he feels so young to me. He feels like, when I look at him, it feels like a little brother. So I'm not attracted to really young. I'm definitely, I would lean more older than me than I would, than I would young.
What else?
You look stunning today.
What is my type? I'm actually not that picky anymore with looks.
It's male.
Or I like someone that's confident, and I like someone that's really like motivated by what they do for a living.
You like a little sarcasm.
Yeah, and I like someone that's witty and intelligent.
Right.
So those would be my three standouts.
Well, I'm kind of confident.
Cool.
I see what you did there, bro.
Cool, confident.
That's pretty good.
Cool, confident, smart,
with a
motivated.
Great saunter. Yeah.
That's pretty good, Alan.
Thank
I'm kind
you.
Of confident. Hi, Rochelle.
Hey.
How you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. So what's your question for the show? This could be a life-changing answer we give you, huh?
I'm so excited. I'm getting married in March, and I'm just trying to decide short hair or long hair.
Long.
I was abused a couple years ago, and like after that, I just chopped it short. And now that it's long, I don't really know if I want it long or not.
So you want to know for your wedding if you should have short hair or long hair, and you had some issues in the past that made you cut the hair because that happens a lot when you go through a traumatic experience.
I've always heard the rule is to don't do something that your man won't recognize you coming down the aisle. That he fell in love with you the way he sees you, and that's so your hair closest. I mean, you want to do something a little like nice, but your hair like he normally sees you, just a little nicer. You know what I mean? So
I know what you mean.
Yeah, so I just wore my hair down because that's the way my husband likes my hair.
Flowing chestnut mane.
Right.
Yes.
But, you know, a lot of women who never get these big updos and these pin curls and stuff, and they come out down the aisle, it's like, who are you? You've never worn your hair like that ever.
Right.
So just do something that is close to what you would normally wear, just a one step up.
Familiarity is good when you're walking down the aisle. That's my woman right there.
And you don't want him to not notice me.
Well, take a veil with you to the bridal salon and just play. That's what they like to do. I mean, at the hair salon, not the bridal salon. And let them play with your hair because you can practice the look you want to wear on your wedding day. They'll do that for you.
And Rochelle, congratulations.
I didn't think about that.
Congratulations on finding your Prince Charming girlfriend.
Oh, it took long enough, for sure.
Hey, worth the wait.
He came along. Good luck on your wedding, and your hair's going to look just fine.
Oh, yeah, definitely. She said she didn't know you could do that. You can take your veil to the beauty salon, and you can have a practice day.
Perfect. A practice
day. You can do the same thing with your makeup look.
Let's talk about practice.
Practice.
Practice. Talk about practice. What's up, Tiffany?
Hey.
So
I'm already crying because I was talking about this earlier.
Why?
Oh, this is so sweet. So you were inspired yesterday.
Inspired me yesterday. Well, I've been listening to the show and watching the show for years. And I heard the surprise Christmas yesterday, of course, following my whole way to work.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm going to do something. And I'm a supervisor. And so I started making some phone calls to local departments. And I got with the Child Protection and Permanency Department, and now my company gets to adopt a family for Christmas, and I get to announce it to the company today.
Great!
That is so cool! Tiffany, yes.
So we're providing the whole Christmas for them, and they're picking out the family. We're going to have more meetings. They're giving us pictures, if they're boys, girls, their ages, and we get to do all the shopping for them, and they're going to come to the office, and it's a three-story building, so we're going to do the entire Christmas for the whole family.
You are awesome, Tiffany.
And that's because of you guys.
But you're the one that took the step, Tiffany. Yeah, you get that credit. Good job, Tiffany.
That's awesome.
Thank you for sharing that with Kid Nation, too, because you know what? You probably inspired someone else this morning. So there's that.
It's easy. Just call the local health department and tell them what you want to do, and they will start helping you find a family you need.
There you go, Tiffany. Thank you for sharing that.
They can always check out the angel trees and stuff, too.
There's plenty of opportunities to help out this holiday season.
Sure. All of these community, like the county departments.
Yes.
They have families.
Health and Human Services, I think.
Well, there's Tiffany, so proud of you. Well done.
Hundreds of ways, yes.
That's so cool.
Or maybe your church.
Yeah. Now, Hannah's on the phone right now for Whatever Wednesday, and she has a complaint.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Not about our show, though. It's at work. What's up, Hannah?
Hi.
What's going on at work?
Well, I teach elementary.
Uh-huh.
And my principal just randomly decided this week that we can't wear UGG boots anymore.
Really? Oh, no. Why not? Too basic?
Too basic.
Too unprofessional.
Oh.
UGGs could be a little professional if it's cold outside.
I think some people were abusing it a little. Yeah. And we all don't get to wear them now, and it's 30 degrees out.
Oh, can you at least wear them to school and then change into shoes?
In the car, yeah.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Yeah, do that.
Well, yeah, it just takes somebody to abuse it.
Yeah, it just takes one.
Casual Friday gets a little too casual.
You know, there's always that one person with the Uggs that stink.
Right.
Because Uggs always start smelling.
Absolutely, yes.
Hey, good old
Eternity. We can still wear them on Fridays.
I have these Vans that I've been wearing that are
stinky
high top with shearling. And so they're kind of comfy, but they're more like sneakers. So if that's your style, that's a way to skirt around it a little bit.
That's cool.
There you go, Hannah. Maybe the Vans with the,
with
that
the
are warm inside.
Lane.
I have those.
Does your principal still let y'all do Tube Top Tuesday?
You know, that's still going on.
Okay,
so that was fun yesterday.
Good.
Top Tuesday. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Hannah. Now, do you guys think we should have a dress code here at work?
I sure hope not.
I'm not fitting in that. I go above and beyond with outfits sometimes. And yes, a lot of times I wear sweats to work.
What about uniform?
You see me at my best and my worst.
Uniform would be good because that way we don't have to think about what to wear in the morning.
Uniform. No, I did that all through school. I wore a uniform my whole school life.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I think it all starts from the top down. Let's all look at Boss Man George.
Yeah.
And there's your dress code.
Wow. Shots fired.
Dang, George, man.
Fire, George. Oh.
Yeah.
He looks handsome.
I love
you,
George.
That's the example.
I love you, George.
George will show up with his shirt tucked in sometimes.
It's like, where are you going today, fancy?
Yeah, fancy pants.
Your shirt tucked in.
I like George's style, man. It's business casual.
I love when it's disheveled.
Yeah, disheveled George.
I love it.
That means he's doing work.
What is it not?
Oh, dang.
See, Kelly's going to be fine.
Shots.
The one day I ragged on George in that group photo, he did not let me live it down for 6 months. You rag, it's going to be fine. Yeah. You're going
to
be fine.
I look to your left and right. If you see a guy cursing at his radio, that is George.
Oh,
all right, Kid Nation, we appreciate your calls, your text messages for whatever Wednesday. Sorry if we didn't get to you this week, but we'll try again next week.
Sure.
Coming up next, though, we do have a nice little interview with Grammy Award-winning Alessia Cara. Now, she was at our Jingle Ball concert last night.
Mm-hmm.
We got to chat with her, and she is just as pleasant as she was the very first day we met her.
Awesome.
The girl has blown up in the entertainment world, but has not changed one bit, and that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
You'll get to hear from Alessia Cara next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
40 minutes away from the Christmas wish this morning.
Okay.
Brighten somebody's holiday season and a few. Go to KidNation.com and nominate a family. You all right, Lauren Jenna?
No, I'm not all right.
That's a good name.
Is the air, like, really dry to y'all?
No, I feel regular.
I was asking people back there. I'm like, I wake up in the middle of the night. I'm like, gosh, the air's dry. I even bought a humidifier. That didn't even work. I feel like that humidifier. I need a humidifier mask.
I feel good.
The air in my throat feels so dry.
Well, your throat was not dry last night. Your voice was working just fine.
Yeah, it was only getting 3 hours of sleep. But, yeah, it came back last night a bit.
So we had our Jingle Ball concert last night with a bunch of artists. We had Alessia Cara, we had Shawn Mendes, we had Why Don't We? We had Bozzy, we had NF. I mean, we had all sorts of.
Yeah.
Caroline Craddock.
Caroline Craddock got to perform and she rocked it.
Yep.
But we got to interview some of those and we got to chat with Alessia Cara. And this girl is who I want my daughter to model her life after.
I love her.
Because she is so graceful. She is incredibly kind. She burst into the scene with that song Here back in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those where, like, man, I hope this industry does not harm this girl because
she's very humble, down to earth.
Yeah, and innocent. She's very innocent. And you know how social media can get when people start getting that. She wrote Scars to Your Beautiful. I remember my daughter picked up that song and she started kind of singing it. It made me so happy to hear her sing.
I call her innocent, though. I call her wise. She just seemed wiser than her years.
Yeah, she is.
So
she's
not
good upbringing. I think good upbringing.
She seems like she has a really good head on her shoulders.
Solid. She feels solid.
Very solid. Not easily swayed by what the industry is telling her she has to be.
And, it's her parents, too. If you've ever met her parents, and we've gotten to meet mom and dad, they're both great people.
Mm-hmm.
So last night, Alessia was at the concert. And she came into the room, and we had a nice little chat with her. We're sitting here with an old friend.
Well, yes. She's really young.
An old, really young friend.
But now we can call her a Grammy Award-winning Alessia Face.
Alessia, yes. So many cool things have happened for you in the last couple of years, and we're still the same. But
You've done so many cool things. Yeah, I know. I can't believe it. Yeah, the last time, I got a Grammy.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool since the last time I've seen
you
guys.
So let's go back and forth, Alessia. You got the Grammy. I got a beard now.
I know.
Yeah.
I like
you
it.
You had a kid in there, didn't
you? Like
you
like it?
I actually do like it. It looks good on you.
Yeah, I had a kid in there somewhere.
You had a kid in there?
Yeah, I had a kid.
In there?
Well, not my beard, but with the wife.
Oh, yeah. Like you had a kid in your beard?
Yeah,
that's crazy.
I carried him.
That's so cute.
Yeah, I got two now.
Two?
Yeah, you should come see
them. Was it a boy or a girl?
I have a boy and a girl now.
That's perfect.
I know. That's
the ideal. I think. Well, I don't know. I'm talking from my own opinion.
I actually posted a video of my daughter singing your song when you redid the Moana song.
Aww.
So she was singing that.
So cute.
So that's me kissing up to you.
I love it. Hey, I love it. That just got you two more interviews this year.
Yeah, see, that's how we roll right there.
Was this Grey Cup you just did, was that like your first full halftime performance?
Absolutely. I was so nervous. I remember just like dying, especially because at the beginning I was like up on this platform that I wasn't even tied to anything. I was just up on this tall platform and I'd never done anything like that before. I'm usually like on the ground, so that was terrifying. I thought I was gonna fall, but I was good. Yeah.
And no, freezing. You looked really stylish because it was really cold, right?
Thanks. I was very stylish.
The Grey Cup is like basically the Super Bowl in Canada. It's the Canadian Football League.
Yeah,
the Super Bowl.
Pretty huge. It's like some millions of people watching.
Did you end up watching the whole game, or you had to fly out here?
I had to fly out here. Yeah.
So you missed the end of the game.
I did.
You don't know who won?
I did know who won. I think Calgary won, yeah.
Yeah. Is that your team?
Well, I mean, technically Ottawa's closer to Toronto, so.
Yeah.
But I like both.
Are you more into hockey?
I'm not a sports gal. Yeah. I've never said gal in my
life. Well, that was the first one.
I'm not. I'm in the South. I don't know.
That's how you know Alyssa's growing sports, up. She's a gal.
No, I'm not really.
I thought it was like a Canadian requirement.
No, it's really. I mean, my dad's really into it. My brother's into it. So it's around like in the house and stuff, but I don't really like watch too much. I do like soccer, like World Cup time.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, what's your squad? Canada?
Well, Italy.
Who's your player?
Oh, Italy. Really?
Canada never makes the World Cup. Let's be real. I'm sorry, Canada.
I know. The women's side does, though. The women's team is pretty good.
I know. We're pretty good, yeah. But Italy's like the team.
Did you play sports growing up? Did you get into any?
I actually played soccer for like a week, and then I got an asthma attack. And my dad pulled me out of it. I'm not kidding. I was on
serious?
The purple team.
Uh-huh.
I was on team purple, yeah. And I scored one goal. And then on one time, I was like running about to trying to get into the net, and I had an asthma attack, so I had to stop in the middle of the game. And then my dad was like, "All right, we're done. We're done here."
Yeah, I think singing turned out to be a lot better than soccer for you.
I know, thankfully.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
I have to say, I was watching you, and not to be super serious, but I love the way you frame things because of this time that we live in, and I watched your whole Instagram Live about how you're not going to do Instagram for a little bit, or maybe taking a break just because people are being terrible.
Mm, and Twitter.
Taking a break from Twitter, but I watched your Instagram Live.
Yeah, now, man.
Why? I mean, it's so difficult. I mean, what kind of advice do you have, or even for yourself, or what has helped you cope when people are just horribly mean to you? Just ignoring it, getting off of it, or?
Well, I think, I mean, for a while, ignoring it, I mean, can help. I think I've grown thicker skin over the years, just doing this and seeing every comment in the book. But after a while, ignoring it, like, you can't ignore it anymore. And sometimes there'll be days where it just gets to you a little bit heavier than normal, and you got to step away. So that's what I do. I don't think there's anything wrong with stepping away from it when you need it. And, I'm just kind of off Twitter for now. Maybe I'll get back on it.
But Instagram's still on.
Maybe like,
yeah, because I blocked my comments so nobody can comment on my stuff. So it's the best because I don't know what people think of me.
Just in time for the new album.
Yes, I know, right? My theme's like perfect.
Yeah. Which drops Friday, by the way.
Yeah, it drops Friday. Yeah,
you wrote every song. I feel like we need to say that because it's just so cool that you write all of your music and that everyone allows you to do that because you're so talented.
Thank
right?
Thank you. I'm really lucky that I have a team that's like super supportive, and I actually played them the album when I was done with it. Like, they hadn't heard it until it was finished, so.
Oh, wow.
They're the best, yeah.
Any cool, like, appearances by anyone or anything you can tell us?
No, actually, this one's just a solo one.
All you.
Alessia Cara album?
Yeah, I feel like I needed to do it for the second one. I feel like I just wanted this to be my story.
I mean, you had a lot of collabs, so I think.
Yeah, keep it solo.
Keep it solo is what she's doing. Pick up the album. Comes out Friday. What's the name of it, Alessia?
It's called The Pains of Growing.
The Pains of Growing.
Yes.
Look at my grown girl.
I love the video. Yeah. The Wes Anderson video was super cool.
Thanks. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, very Wes Anderson inspired. Yeah. I love him. So.
And so,
thank you.
New album means you're going to be touring, so be on the lookout for that eventually soon.
Yes.
Pretty soon.
Very soon.
Alessia, you killed it tonight. You're already
thank
done
you
performing.
So much.
Well done.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. We dapping
and
over
she
here
has
with
a scrunchie, JC. Look at that.
Well, scrunchies are in, so.
Oh, why? Yeah. They make fun of me when I wear scrunchies, and I love them.
What's wrong with scrunchies?
Nothing, Alessia. Yeah. I don't want to fight.
Oh, okay.
So, because Alessia does it, it's fine now, right?
You're making it so awkward right now for me. I want to go away.
Wow, now I know the truth.
Very nice. Like her, love her.
This is her single, Not Today. She actually dropped the video yesterday.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, and it's doing extremely well. It's trending number 7 on YouTube.
Okay.
So go give it a bunch of views. Let's get that bad boy to number 1. And it's weird to hear that people say mean things to Alessia Cara. Like, I don't get. How can you say anything negative towards that girl?
Because you're so angry and upset with yourself, you lash out at other people. I think.
But at least she's still blessing us with some Instagram posts.
Yes, she is.
We just can't comment on it. So that's on you, haters. First album hits the shelves Friday. Make sure you pick that up. Make sure you check out the new single, Not Today. And that's Alessia Cara. And don't forget, we will have Why Don't We on the show this week as well. And Calvin Harris will be on Friday.
Okay.
Why Don't We will be tomorrow.
Bonded on your interview, right, JC?
What's that?
You and Calvin.
Yeah.
Y'all just bonded.
Sure. Yeah, we did. Best friends. Best beard friends.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
That's what we did. Because, you know, when people, I feel like I'm getting the nod now. Now I know why you did the beard for so long.
Absolutely.
I got a lot of nods yesterday.
You look very manly.
Really?
Very manly. I think it even makes your chest look bigger.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to stop going to the gym.
Everything.
Do you get a little bit, have a little bit of animosity when you see guys with bigger, fuller beards? Or
not animosity.
No, he's part of the club now.
Yeah. More like, hey, good stuff, man.
Yeah.
You know, like a football team. Football team has those big dudes, the linemen.
Yeah.
But you also have little guys. Little step backs.
The kicker.
Yeah, you got. I'm the kicker. Okay. Yeah, I'm the kicker in the beard game. So I don't hate them. I just a little envy.
Okay.
Is what I have.
Just tell people, yeah, I've been growing it about a week.
Yeah.
Just tell them that.
Yeah, I did. I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though it's been about a month.
Yeah, and a half.
Month.
Don't you cut it.
I'm not. I'm going to see how long it goes.
Start over.
I want to see how far I'll go.
And now, another Kid Craddock Morning Show Christmas wish.
Hello, Sherry. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Hello. My name is JC, and I got Kelly Raspberry, Big Al Mack, Jenna Owens here. And together, we are the Kid Craddock Morning Show. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Hi.
Doing great. I'm sure you would like to know what's going on here.
Don't panic. Nothing's on fire.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, nothing's on. Yeah, we hear you could deal with that even if we had that going on.
Right,
right. There's something we want to share with you, Sherry, and if you have a couple minutes, we would love to share that with you.
Yeah, sure. I have a couple minutes.
Here's Kelly to read
something. I have a letter to read to you, Sherry. It starts, "My sister, she is a giver. She is a chief of the volunteer fire station in the small town we live in. She's always helping everyone and saving lives. This year is tough on her financially. I personally had a tough year from a disabling sickness and haven't worked in a year. And she's there anytime me or my three kids need her. Keep in mind, she is a first responder and the fire chief and also a single mother of three.
My goodness.
I look up to her because she has the strength and compassion beyond comprehension. I and everyone who knows her would say she deserves the world, but she is busy making sure everyone else has another day in this world. I love her with everything in me, and without her being by my side or being my therapist for this last devastating year for me, I don't know where I would be. Please find it in your hearts to help her and her daughters during this holiday season. And I think you might know who wrote this letter.
Can you guess, Sherry? Who do you think wrote that?
Sean?
Yes.
Sean Silas is on the phone with us right now.
You're fighting through the tears, Sherry. Sean is on the phone with us right now. Hi, Sean.
Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm all right.
Everybody's emotional.
I know. It's that time of the year where things get emotional.
Yeah.
And you know what? This letter you wrote, Sean, is beautiful. And Sherry, what you're doing for your kids and your sister is incredible. I can't only begin to imagine where you find that.
Day.
Yeah, where you find that strength to do so.
Yeah. She's my hero.
Aww.
That's very nice.
Sherry, I'm sure you're a fire chief. That's got to be a lot of work. And then you're a single mother as well. How do you do all this? Where do you find all this strength?
Through them, actually. You know, they look up to me. And I just want to show them to never give up. You know, just you get up every morning, you set a goal for that day, and you go with it. You keep moving. You reach that goal for the day, and you wake up the next day and do it all over again.
Exactly. And you know, I know things are tough right now, but what you're showing them is that, hey, if you keep working, good things are going to happen.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, here's the good news, Sherry. What Sean wrote us is a letter, and the letters are written for Christmas wishes. And Sean's wish was for you and your kids to have a good holiday season, a very Merry Christmas. And we are going to go ahead and grant that Christmas wish for your sister so that you can have the Christmas you deserve. No, thank you for being an awesome human, and thank you, Sherry, for Sean, for sharing Sherry's story.
You're welcome.
No.
Before we get into anything, we need to find out about these three kids. Tell us about your kiddos.
Well, I have three daughters, and they are amazing. They never ask for anything. They always, they're like me. They're always willing to give, you know, before receiving.
That's good.
And Actually, my oldest daughter, she's 21, and she just recently started working. And my 18-year-old graduated May with honors, but she wanted to go to college, but we weren't able to do that this past semester. So she recently got a job as well, and she's still learning the ropes in her job.
Yeah.
And then I have a 13-year-old who's still in school, 8th grade, you know, the typical teenage stuff. So.
Yeah. Yeah, you know how the teenagers can be.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And even though your kids are not asking for anything, I'm sure they do have some wishes that can show up under that tree.
Well, look, Garris, they follow your lead. You're leading by example, which is
which
a
is
awesome
great.
Thing.
So,
yeah, they're a lot like me. They don't, you know, we put together and we had a donated Thanksgiving basket for our family. Oh. And we plan on doing the same thing for Christmas. I've always taught them, you know, it's better to give than to receive. And they really don't, I guess if I would talk to them, you know, I could try to find out what they really want. But they don't ask for anything.
Well, look, since you're probably in the dark right now of what they want because they're just like you and they're not asking for much, what we're going to go ahead and do, Sherry, is we're going to give you a gift card to Conn's Home Plus. So I know your 13-year-old's a teenager, so maybe they're into electronics. Go buy some of that action right there. And then we're also going to give you a Visa gift card so that you can go get yourself whatever you guys need right now to make the holidays a little bit brighter.
Thank you so much. Sean, I love you.
I love you more. You've been my backbone this whole time, so I had to do something.
Aww. Very sweet.
Very good. I need to get a hold of, figure out how to get my kids to love each other the way you guys love each other. That's what I need.
You know, sometimes, you know, illnesses and tragedies and, you know, they bring people closer together. And so, you know, she's been sick as well. So, at least I can do is always be there for her and her kids too, you know.
Yeah. I love the love I feel between you two.
Right.
And I love that you shared this story with us, Sean. Thank you so much for letting us know about your sister. And Sherry, thank you so much for what you do for our community and being a first responder and how strong you are for your kids. We really look up to you.
Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas.
Yay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, guys.
Christmas wishes really do come true on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I love you.
Love you too.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah, you know, they got me crying early in the morning.
It's a good year.
Right?
A beautiful sight, a piece of me, walking in a winter wonderland.
Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is the new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland. The job when you're in town.
Later on, we'll conspire
as we dream by the fire.
To face all the brave, the blends that we made.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
Thrilling.
Now you know, get to chillin'.
song I wrote. You might wanna sing it note for note. Don't worry, don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now.
Kid Nation, if you want to nominate a deserving family, you can do that right now if you go to KidNation.com and get that Christmas wish granted.
And visit Conn's Home Plus to make it happen this holiday season with electronic gifts that everyone has on their list.
Happy Holidays from the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.